All right, we bring in the professor, our third base coach of the San Francisco Giants. That is Ron Wotus. Whoa, good morning. How the heck are you?
Good morning, Marty. You know, I'm not at a stadium this morning. I'm at the beautiful Kempton Hotel in downtown Milwaukee, and we're getting ready to board the bus to go, hopefully, win the final game of the series today and then head home.
Well, what a road trip this has been. And I'll say this, you've been around, Woe. When you look at your record, and this is amazing, fans, and we should always remember this, for Woe, he has been involved with 3,797 major league games. His team has won 1,998. Woe, you're two away from 2,000 wins in the major leagues, and I bring it up to you. You've seen a lot of baseball.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, you're right. And, you know, some of the years I can't even remember. But what you do remember are good teams winning baseball. And we definitely have a club that knows how to win. I mean, two wins on this road trip coming from behind late. The one in Arizona hasn't happened in a long, long time. And we have that feeling. You know, and when you have that feeling, no, you're never out of the game. It's a special thing. And our guys have been great. You know, we send up everybody we send to the plate has a chance to do something and keep the line moving. And that's really paying off for us.
Well, you know, you've got a front row seat. I've said this to you before for so many dramatic moments. And here we are. Last night, maybe the most dramatic of the year. This is a good game. And Woodruff dealt last night. Sanchez was gone after two. Here comes the bullpen doing another great job for so many innings. But you're down to the last strike, and Listella is up there. The lefty's on the mound. He didn't have his good stuff that he had the night before. But Bryant starts the inning, Woe. Bryant starts the inning with a base hit. Let's start with him.
Yeah, he gets the base hit, and, you know, they didn't use their closer last night. I guess he went too many days in a row, and they brought the lefty in, you know, Suter. And we've heard that name before, and you think maybe the game would be over. But, you know, we put the inning together. We got a couple guys on, and here we go. Tommy hits a fly ball. And, you know, the one thing about this ballpark is the ball really carries. You know, you look at last night's game, it was a 2-1 game going into the ninth, and it ends up 9-5 in two more innings. There were some home runs hit. But the ball keeps carrying. You know, Garcia and Wright got tangled up along the fence, should have been an out, and he missed it. And there you go. And we had life, and we were able to get it done in extra innings.
Could you tell he was in trouble when the ball went up? As I say, you've got the front row seat to everything when the Stella hit it.
Yeah, well, what I saw was the ball was hit, and I thought, you know, that's it. And he kept drifting back and drifting back, and then he got to the wall, and it looked like I said, oh, my goodness, it's going to be off the wall. And he got turned around a little bit, and he started to move. He got to the wall, and as he was moving left along the wall, I think he bumped into the wall, and that caused him to miss the ball. But you could tell he was in trouble when the ball started coming down, that there was going to be the wall involved, and it wasn't as routine as first expected.
So here comes Bryant to you. Now, I assume he's just flying, and you're sending him all the way.
Yeah, well, you know, he was like everybody in the park, and, you know, you think that ball's going to be caught, so he's going about half speed, moving along. When that ball hits the ground, I got a hoarse voice this morning because I started screaming at the top of my lungs. I was waving my arms the fastest I have all year long. Let's go, let's go. It fell, it fell. And sure enough, he scored easily. And as I said, then the extra inning started.
Boy, how about Lamont Wade? When we talk about him, God, almost every week. There's dynamite in that bat, and he gets hits at big times. How about the hit in Arizona? You know, that 8-9 pitch at bat, and last night he gets the hit to put you ahead in extra innings.
He sure does, and, you know, he's a guy when he goes to the plate. And not only is he putting up great at bats and getting huge hits for us, But there's thunder in that bat. He's not that big of a guy. He had a home run foul yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if the listeners saw it, but that ball was absolutely crushed. So, I mean, he goes up there and he swings like Barry Bonds. I'm thinking anything's possible, that this guy could hit the ball out of the ballpark anytime. And, you know, the huge hit last night in the extra innings when we had one out with a man on third and a drawn in infield, and he drove in Estrada to get that run in. You know, you have to score in extra innings on the road. You have to score that one run to put your team ahead, because the home team has a lot of options now if you don't score that one run. And, of course, we went on to score two more. So he's done a great job, and what a great surprise for this team.
What about the fly ball that dropped that turned into the triple for Taylor? He went a long way for it. Was that a decent attempt for it, or should he have just played it on a hop?
You know, I'm not recalling that. It's a little early here in Milwaukee, and I'm a little foggy.
Well, last night, I'll refresh your memory. Taylor hits one down the right field line, and Wade comes over and drops to the side of him. Looked like he never had a shot at it. And the ball gets away. Then his relay, I don't know what he did on the relay, but he missed the relay man, and Taylor ended up with a triple. That was the second run that eventually scored.
Yeah, that ball was in the air a long time. I don't know if he didn't get a good break on it. I think it was more his positioning where he was at. Yeah, I was surprised, like a lot of people, that ball fell in. I think it had to do more with his positioning and where he was at than anything else. And, that ball certainly had eyes and found the hole, because it was up in the air a long time.
Well, I'll tell you, it's taken me a week to really realize what a player Chris Bryant is. I'm telling you, the glove plays for me at third base. I know maybe he missed one ball during the week, but the glove plays big time for me. But it's those hits to start the rally in Arizona, to start the rally last night. He'll chase a little bit, but, well, what I see, this guy is a big-time star.
Yeah, he can do it all. You know, he can move on the bases, and we know what he can do at the plate, and it looks like he's starting to find his groove offensively at the plate for us. But he's made two big plays, as you mentioned, at third base, diving plays. And in talking to him, he's played mostly outfield with the Cubs this year and actually was more comfortable in the outfield on the onset first coming over here. But he's going to be playing a little more third base here at this moment. You know, when Longo gets back, obviously that will affect his playing time there. And, of course, he can move all over the diamond. So, but it's nice to see him playing that good third base, because, you know, personally, that's why I remember him. And I think most of us do. He's got a real good arm, so he can do a lot of things other guys can't do at third base because of that arm strength. So he's playing very well for us, and, you know, that's why we dealt for him, and he's not disappointing it to this point.
No, he's a big-time star. He changes the lineup, too. Hey, Belt hit two home runs last night, and you're right, the ball does carry there. But I watched the slap that he gives you when he comes around. He doesn't lighten up. Well, you got to watch out for that.
Yeah, I do. He drops the hammer. You put the palm out, and he comes down with the fist. And I have to admit, you know, he had been on the DL for a while. He's hitting me a little harder than he did earlier in the year. I think there's a little extra adrenaline in that body. And we need that, right? It's August and September coming up. So they can hit me as hard as they want. I just hope they do it often.
All right. I saw that one last night. That he doesn't hold back, I'll tell you that. We had a crazy play this past week. I'm glad that you could be on the professor on Sunday morning. Casale's kind of put the mask on top of a ball that was loose, and it ended up being catcher's interference or using the equipment. What about that play?
Yeah, you don't see it very often, but it's the right call. You know, it should be an umpire's judgment with that call, because the ball wasn't rolling away from him. He didn't stop it or throw his glove at it. You know, if it's a batted ball in the field and you throw your glove and you hit the ball, it's three bases. A thrown ball is two bases, and then a pitched ball is one base. So that's where the runner's got to move up one base, with Casale just reaching down with the mask to bring the ball into his body to throw it back, and that was just a mistake. He knows the rule. It happened, and they moved up one base. It did cost us as they got a base hit right there, and I believe that's the game we lost. But you see that every now and again. I've seen guys throw their glove at the ball, right, if it's intentional, and it hits it. You know, that's three bases. If they, you know, the guy gets an extra three bases. So it's a rule that you don't see happen very often, but it does happen on occasion.
Yep. You see something different at the park every day. I know you got to run and get the bus here. I did want to mention Yastrzemski and the catch of crashing into the wall. And, you know, well, there's that old Pete Reiser, who was the greatest player in baseball in the 40s, and he ran into concrete walls. They didn't have padding, but Yaz made a heck of a catch running into the padded wall, but it hurt. That ball was hit, and he hit it hard.
Yeah, he did. You know, we're just grateful that he came up okay. As hard as he went into that wall, it was a little Aaron Rowan-like. Remember running into the fence in Chicago and smashing his face? Luckily, he hit the padding with his shoulder, and that was really exciting to see him make that catch. I mean, I think it was one of the best catches we've seen all year. And, you know, he's got some wall history. If you think about his grandfather, he used to play that wall in Fenway Park as good as anybody in the game, crashing into it, playing balls off the wall. And one thing about Yaz, he's going to give you everything he has. He's not going to shy away from the wall. Other guys would shy away. Not this guy. He's a baseball player. He's a grinder. And he's going to give you everything he has.
Well, thanks for taking the time this morning. As I said, 3,797 Major League games for you, 1,998 wins. So you win today, you win Tuesday night, and that'll be 2,000 for the career. What a career. So that means something to you, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. Longevity. You know, it really is special. The number 2,000 is a nice round number. And that's a lot of wins at the major league level. So, yes, I'm extremely proud of it and looking forward to getting that 2,000th win.
All right, Professor. You did a good job this morning. I know you got to run. And we'll catch up with you next week. The Rockies will be in Oracle Park. So have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Marty. Thanks for making it work. I do got to get out to the ballpark. So we'll see you when we get home.
All right, that is our professor, Ron Wotus, of course, brought to us by River Islands. And if you're out of River Islands today, wouldn't it be nice to just sit on the deck with the radio and listen to Giants baseball? And that's what people do out of River Islands. It's a great place to be. All right, more coming up. We'll take a break and come back with a little bit more about what today's game is all about. Bill, join us, and we'll get the show rolling. But I'm glad that we could get Woe on this morning before he's got to get that bus to the ballpark. 1,998 wins for him. He's getting close to 2,000. That is a big, big deal. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5. Now, we have our contest going, and I'm amazed how many people get up early and listen to the show all over the country as they're tweeting in at Baseball Marty where they are as well. We've got people on planes in New York listening to the show. Guess the score of today's game, and you can win dinner for two at Original Joe's or Westlake, North Beach, or West Portal. And the staff is just fabulous. And it's a night you will remember. Raf breaks all the ties, but all you have to do is guess the score of today's game and tweet it in at Baseball Marty. We set up Anna Estrada from last week, and she's going to be there in August. And most of our winners have their dates already, and they have all had a great time. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.